was staring out the windows by her bedside. She had planned to go lay down on the artificial grass that lay smoothly at the backyard. She could see the waves gently rising as it had begun raining. She was torn in between being disappointed she couldn't lay on the grass and look at the clouds and being a bit relieved she didn't have to worry about every single feeling she got on her body, thinking it was some form of an insect. Yes, insects. Even though she had gotten the fake grass laid out, she thought the insects could not tell that it was fake, or maybe they just didn't care. But it wasn't all that bad. She could still stare at the clouds through her glass ceiling. She finally got back to the bed to continue her work on the laptop as the rain had increased. After a while, she dropped the laptop by her side and laid flat on the bed, staring at the skies amidst the rain. She smiled so much just looking at it. Her face lit up as though there wasn't so much she had to get done. Happy loved this part of Bailey so much. She was given to bringing it out more often, as most people in the tiny circle of friends Bailey had didn't know about this or never saw it at all. It bothered her that the people who may have seen this side of Bailey could contain a count of one of her hands, but not enough to exhaust the count of all five fingers. Bailey was simple-minded, almost like a child. And even though she was matured by age, not so much mattered, or rather, she didn't want so much from life. Little things that seemed insignificant were the things that brought Bailey out of her daily refined fortress. For example, staring at the clouds, making up formations from the shapes of the clouds she could see, or waking up to the light showers of rain at dawn that trickled down the glass ceiling, or trying to figure out how many strands, as she called it, of rain a particular cloud was formed of. Happy wanted this side of Bailey to be known more than her other sides. Happy knew she, the childlike Bailey, would be a better version to best handle the issues or challenges life may throw her way than the semi-paranoid, untrusting Bailey who sold herself short, thinking she didn't deserve that much. Kay was the only person who had seemed to get through to her after Toby. Yes, we all remember Toby. But somehow, even Kay ended up going down the same road. This made Bailey wonder what the need was that the male species, as she termed them, felt they had to fulfill by divulging hurtful truths to their peers to bring someone else down so they could stand tall. How could height matter so much? It made no sense to her, and even when she thought she had learned her lesson, her heart kept betraying her. Happy recalled a year Bailey dedicated her prayer times to asking God to give her a heart of stone. But the more she prayed, the softer and tender her heart got, and this became the top of her list of failures, as she couldn't understand why she couldn't just hit the world and completely shut off her feelings. At a certain teenage season of Bailey's life, she had decided to have a female friend just to test her theory that both gender species were flawed and quite self-centered, that they would want to openly admit. She found Katie, a girl in the same class as she was, but in a different school. In fact, she was in the school down the estate, about 5 blocks from Bailey's house. Katie lived next door, yes, the same house as Kay. Haphill could barely recall when Bailey had first met Katie, but it seemed as though it was one afternoon when Bailey just got back from school and was waiting outside for the ice cream guy to pass so she could buy her favorite ice cream, Savannah. But apparently, the guy was stuck at the front of Katie's school's gate as the students had gathered to buy some ice cream. So Bailey decided to go down and buy hers before they consumed it all. By the time she got there, the crowd had reduced and there were about 5 left, including Katie. When the guy finally got to Bailey's order, it was only one Savannah that was left, and apparently Katie also wanted it. Sometimes Bailey thought of this day and she would often wish it had gone differently. Anyways, Bailey had offered to split the ice cream with Katie, and the guy thought, oh, what a wonderful gesture, and had given them the ice cream for free. As they both walked up the street, they were laughing and talking about how the students had almost consumed the ice cream guy. By the time Bailey got to her gate, she said bye and walked in. Seconds later, she comes back laughing and asked Katie for her name. Katie smiled and responded. Bailey replied with her name, and Katie said she knew her name already. This made Bailey pause as she was just about to close the gate. She turned and asked, how? Katie replied, I don't think there's anyone on our street who doesn't know your name. I mean, you're dating Kay, aren't you? Bailey's face had a form one even Bailey couldn't recognize. She was more concerned about what else Katie must have heard from Kay about her, but she wasn't interested in finding out, so she walked in finally, shutting the gate with a sense of anger, as the news she had just heard had somehow ruined the entire day. I mean, we had Savannah. Katie had done something wrong at this point that Bailey couldn't stand. But you know what's funny? She didn't even remember what it was. She spent time lost in her thoughts with the ice cream melting away. She was thinking about what Kay must have said and how Katie had just said she knew her name and she was dating Kay. Most especially, if the entire street knew she was in a relationship with Kay, they had both decided to keep it some kind of a secret. So they only hung out at night, evenings, so to speak, or texted each other while looking from the rooftop. It was really beautiful. Also, I should add here that the street where Bailey's house was consisted of about 11 blocks in total. So it was quite understandable that Bailey thought their secret wasn't such a secret after all. Katie's story unfolds in 2 weeks. Wondering what Katie did? Well, see you soon.